speak, but the words would not come out. Noboru Wataya should have collapsed in Akasaka, not Nagasaki. Why Nagasaki?
He gave a speech in Nagasaki,
Nutmeg continued,
and he was having dinner with the organizers afterwards, when all of a sudden he went limp. They took him to a nearby hospital. They think it was some kind of stroke, probably some congenital weakness in a blood vessel in his brain. The paper says he'll be bedridden for some time, that even if he regains consciousness, he probably won't be able to speak, so that's pretty much the end of his political career. What a shame. He was so young. I'll leave the paper here. You can read it when you're feeling better.
It took me a while to absorb these facts as facts. The images from the TV news I had seen in the hotel lobby were still too vividly burned into my brain. Noboru Wataya's office in Akasaka, the police all over the place, the front door of the hospital, the reporter grim, his voice tense. Little by little, though, I was able to convince myself that what I had seen was news that existed only in the other world. I had not, in actuality, in this world, beaten Noboru Wataya with a baseball bat. I would not, in actuality, be investigated by the police or arrested for the crime. He had collapsed in public, in full view, from a stroke. There was no crime involved, no possibility of a crime. This knowledge came to me as a great relief. After all, the assailant described on television had borne a startling resemblance to me, and I had no alibi. There had to be some connection between my having beaten someone to death in the other world and Noboru Wataya's collapse. I clearly killed something inside him, or something powerfully linked with him. He might have sensed that it was coming. What I had done, though, had failed to take Noboru Wataya's life. He had managed to survive on the brink of death. I should have pushed him over the brink. What would happen to Kumiko now? Would she be able to break free while he was still alive? Would he continue to cast his spell over her from his unconscious darkness? That was as far as my thoughts would take me. My own consciousness slipped away bit by bit until I closed my eyes in sleep. I had a tense, fragmentary dream. Krita Kana was holding a baby to her breast. I could not see the baby's face. Krita Kana's hair was short and she wore no makeup. She told me that the baby's name was Corsica, and that half the baby's father was me, while the other half was Lieutenant Mamiya. She had not gone to Crete, she said, but had remained in Japan to bear and raise the child. She had only recently been able to find a new name for the baby, and now she was living a peaceful life growing vegetables in the hills of Hiroshima with Lieutenant Mamiya. None of this came as a surprise to me, in my dream at least. I had foreseen it all. How has Maltacano been since I last saw her? I asked. Krita Kano did not reply to this. Instead, she gave me a sad look, and then she disappeared. On the morning of the third day, I was at last able to get out of bed by myself. Walking was still too hard for me, but I slowly regained the ability to speak. Nutmeg made me rice gruel. I ate that and a little fruit. "How is the cat doing?" I asked her. This had been a matter of concern for me for some time.
"Don't worry, Cinnamon is looking after him. He goes to your house every day to feed him and change his water. The only thing you have to worry about is yourself."
"When are you going to get rid of this place?"
"As soon as we can. Probably sometime next month. I think you'll be seeing a little money from it, too. We'll probably have to let it go for something less than we paid for it, so you won't get much, but your share should be a good percentage of what you paid on the mortgage. That should support you for a while. So you don't have to worry too much about money. You deserve it, after all. You worked hard here."
"Is this house going to be torn down?"
"Probably. And they'll fill in the well. Which seems like a waste now that it's producing water again, but nobody wants a big, old-fashioned well like that these days. They usually just put in a pipe and an electric pump. It's a lot more convenient, and it takes up less space."
"I don't suppose this place is jinxed anymore," I said. "It'll be..."